5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A comedian is defending himself after Kendrick Lamar allegedly took some shots at him on his new album. So this has everything to do with comedian Andrew Schultz, where he made some comments on a podcast talking about the black girlfriend effect, which if you missed this on TikTok, it was this really funny trend where white guys specifically were showing what they looked like before they got with their girlfriends that are black and how they look after they got into the relationship. And it was basically this massive glow up. You'd see like the guys before the relationship, they'd be in their cargo shorts and their Birkenstocks and they have granola crumbs on their t-shirt.
Well, I think Travis Kelce might be the greatest example of this that I've seen is that when he had a girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend was black, he was dressing one way, and now that he's with Taylor Swift, he looks like a shop teacher.
Lost his fade, his earrings, all that.
people have a lot to say about his style. And then so then you would swipe right on the next TikTok photo and then you would see them and they're all like dripped out. They got their Nikes on. They're matching set. I mean, they just look so good. So on this podcast, Andrew Schultz kind of made some comments that people found really insensitive.
What is the black girlfriend effect?
This
is
glow up beyond the culture.
Yeah, so you'll see a guy who's had a black girlfriend, all of a sudden he's got buzz cut, like clean shape.
They shave their hair because they start losing it. Because they're so stressed being around this black girl complaining about it. That's why they got to shave their hair.
Nah, bro. White guys with black girlfriends, they grow
a beard because there's more cushion when they get slapped.
So the one thing that I really like Andrew Schultz, I'll be honest with you, because he's one of the comedians that doesn't care about being politically correct. And for whatever reason, maybe you can explain, you know who he is, right? Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, he has been embraced by the black community and all communities, even if he insults them. And I don't know how he gets away with it.
I think one of the reasons is because of who he hangs out with. He was always tied to Charlamagne, and he hangs out with a lot of black people. Lil Duval, he does podcasts with the black men that were on that clip with him laughing. So I think because he's always been somewhat tied to the black community, some black people let him get away with it.
I was going
to
say, is he getting away with this or no? Because it seems like he just plays into the angry black woman trope.
Yeah, so basically where this controversy is coming from is allegedly Kendrick Lamar has a verse on his new album where he's seemingly calling him out for saying that. So the verse says, don't let no white comedian talk about no black woman, that's law. So then on another show, he and a bunch of other comedians were talking about how they felt like this was really hypocritical because Kendrick has collabed with men who have not had reputations for treating women well, like Chris Brown and R. Kelly.
Let's see the exact line, okay? Don't let no white on wax that he is protecting black women from white comedians' jokes, but not the kidnapping, molestation, and rape.
Oh, yeah.
Of R. Kelly. And actually, in reality, he would take his own music off Spotify to protect R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Someone who's kidnapped,
a sexual predator,
and raped black women?
Oof, children.
Are you saying that he's done songs with other men who have potentially put hands on black
women? Not potentially, confirmed.
Wait a minute, convicted?
I don't know what you call Chris Brown, but yeah, whatever that is.
Not breezy.
So obviously he's being satirical when he's saying what he's saying that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he's there's a rumor going around that Kendrick is the reason that R. Kelly's music is still on Spotify, which is why R. Kelly was brought up. And then he was featured on a Chris Brown track. And obviously there was controversy surrounding Chris Brown hitting Rihanna. So, it's causing a lot of discussion as to whether or not, you know, he should have called him out in that song.
Do you agree that he's not keeping the same energy?
To a certain extent, I don't think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I do think that you can have a point towards Kendrick for not standing up for certain artists, but Kendrick has called out other artists for similar things. So he does keep his peers accountable. But my issue with Andrew Schultz is I feel like he was clout chasing in this response because mm-hmm. Kendrick never mentioned his name. So we really don't know, one, who Kendrick was speaking to. It could have been Gary Owen, could have been Bill Burr, mm-hmm. could have been Andrew Schultz, could have been a few different people. He jumped out to say it was him when he was never mentioned. And I also believe that what Kendrick was actually saying, this is just my personal opinion, I don't think he was telling Andrew Schultz not to talk about black women. I think he was telling black men to stop letting comedians like Andrew Schultz talk about black women. That's how I received it. And if you looked at the comments, I think most people felt the same way because of the black men that were in the room allowing Andrew Schultz to get this off and then giggling with him like it's all good. When you are the guy who's supposed to step up and say something when a white comedian tries that.
But you did just say that he's accepted in the community because he does have a community of friends that are black.
Well, it's the same thing with Gary Owen, right? Like, Gary Owen is accepted, quote-unquote, in the community because he had a black wife at one point. That's not a black thing. That's just some people in the black community thing. Some black people stand on, you don't get accepted in the community for being white and talking down about black people regardless. Others give a pass. That's more of a personal thing than a culture thing. For me, I think comedians should be able to talk about anyone as long as it's done in a way that, to me, moves the culture forward. But I think you should also be prepared for the backlash that comes with it if you attempt to do it.
100%. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Healthcare is so overwhelming. My doctors rushed through visits. I was billed for things that should be covered, and no one was really listening. I felt lost. That's why I called Solace. They paired me with a trained healthcare advocate who actually knew how to get things done. She helped me find the right doctor, coordinate transportation after surgery, and overturn a medical bill. She even joined my appointments to make sure I got real answers. And the best part? It's covered by Medicare, and they stay with you for as long as you need help. My Solace advocate is always just a phone call or text away.
96% of patients report better care with a Solace advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. That's S-O-L-A-C-E health.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.